Hey Sheldon, how's it going?
It's going well, Brian. How are you? Brendan, sorry.
Yeah, I'm doing okay, man.
This is a good time, or
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, I'm at home. It's about 7 o'clock here, so I'm just chilling, man.
Well, it's 7 for both of us.
Where are you? What state are you in?
New York.
Oh, you're East Coasting, okay.
Yeah. But we work from 11 to 8 or 11 to 7, so that's usually the overall time. Most people think I'm in a different state because I call during these times. I'm still asleep.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm just I just come into
Just
work.
on a stagger shift. Yeah, that's clever. That's interesting. Does it suck? I mean, the middle of the day shift like that?
Because like no,
I know
it's
it's
a problem for me is because I just can't get early up in the morning, but I'm good at what I
Yeah.
do, so they just let me come in late. They were like, "Fine,
Yeah.
screw
Yeah. I've been there. My best crews, some of my best people, that's the same thing. And you gotta let them work. If they're good at it, you gotta let them work. You know, the whole 9 to 5 thing is dead anyways, so.
Yeah, if you give the person the right environment, the right timing, they'll show you good results. Yeah.
That's what we found too. That's what
Yep.
we found too. So,
So,
what's going on?
I saw the cover. The cover's pretty good.
Cool.
I think it's pretty well done. It's done by Lisa. How do
Lisa
you say?
Horani.
Morani.
Horani is her last name, yeah.
Morani.
And
Where? What's this?
she's. I had her throw it on the back there. I don't know if I should ever take it off or
No,
what we
it's no
do there.
problem. No, it's no problem. It's no
Okay,
problem.
cool.
I'm
I just want to make sure you got a
actually
little bit
here.
of.
I'm just trying to understand Morani, what last name this comes from.
Horani? I don't know where it comes from. She's one of our designers in our yearbook office. We got a bunch of people that do yearbook layouts. Like I got like eight, 7 or 8 designers in there that do yearbook layouts. And they're usually just like making covers and laying stuff out. So I was like, well, might as well pay. I'd rather pay her a little bit of cash, you know, real quick and do it. So,
Cool.
yeah.
That's cool. It's nice to have people who can do that.
Yeah, I think she's from the Mideast somewhere. I'm not. I think her heritage is, but she's American through and through. Trust me.
Well, that's not a problem for me. I always try to guess where people are from. I always
From,
guess
yeah.
Middle East, but not exactly where.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know either. I'll ask her sometime. But yeah, she just started working for us about a year ago.
Oh, cool.
So it's useful. She would do design, and then at night she'd come out on the floor and bind books for us. So it was pretty good.
That's great. So, basically, now getting back to the original topic I wanted to talk to you about was the marketing and how we're going to work through it, right?
Right.
Let me actually pull up exactly what you have so I have a good idea. So, you have 3 months of social media marketing, right? Now that we have finalized the book cover, I'm going to give it to my team. I'm also going to give the it's not fully edited, but it's completely readable at this time, so I'm going to give your entire manuscript to the marketing team as well, okay?
Okay,
I'm going to
cool.
give it a good read, and I'm also going to give it to our content design team as well. So the content design team is going to give out your blogs, your articles, and press releases, okay? The write-up drafts for it. You have 7 blogs, 7 articles, and 8 press releases, okay, in your package.
That's pretty cool.
So for the blogs, I'm gonna need you some time when the marketing team requires it in order to create a blog account since it will be under your ownership, right?
Right.
So we're gonna for everything that goes on after this, just like the drafts for the editing, I'm gonna send you the articles, the blogs, the press release drafts, and same goes for social media postings before anything goes live. Okay?
Okay.
You can make your
Cool.
edits and you can see what changes you want to make. If you completely reject it, we'll give you a new one. And for social media, what we're going to do, at the start of the month, I'm going to send you what we call a, what was it? A calendar? Yeah, we call that a calendar. It doesn't make sense to me because it doesn't have date, but it basically has all the posts. Yeah, it doesn't have a date. Everybody asks me, why do you call it a calendar? I'm like, they ask me to call it that. I just call it that. It doesn't make sense to me either, but yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm familiar with things like that. We've got a couple functions like that where I'm like, what? Okay, fine. I'll trust you.
Yeah. So it's called a social calendar, and basically it's going to have around 10 to 12 posts relative to your book. It's going to have an entire hashtag research done on it, so you're going to see a lot of hashtags. You're going to see the entire post that's going to be made and the picture that goes with that post, okay?
Cool.
So you will have – it's going to be a PowerPoint presentation, and you can make any changes you want to it and before it goes live. So once you approve of that entire calendar, it will be sent back to the team, and they'll start posting, okay? For each account creation,
right.
You have – I think you have two platforms. Let me confirm. You have Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, I've got I know I personally have a two platforms. Okay, cool. Instagram and Facebook. That's great.
Yeah. So you have Instagram and Facebook. What we're going to do is we're going to create accounts again in your like under your name for Facebook. We're just going to make a page. I'll ask for your Facebook ID link, and then we'll send you an admin request so you can, be an admin on that page. You'll also be linked that way to our team if you want to collaborate at any time.
Okay, cool.
Instagram is going to be created on your phone number, okay? So when that's going to be made, I'm going to give you a call. The team's going to send me a code, and they'll communicate because the code expires within 5 minutes. So it's going to be just a quick chit-chat, okay?
Okay, yeah. Just give me a heads up, and I'll make sure I'm on it.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure for every call that we do, I'm going to give you at least a day or two heads up so you know what's going on.
Cool. That works for me.
Now, then you have email blasts. Email blasts are going to start at the second month of your campaign. So there's a bit of awareness developed at that time, okay?
Okay.
Now, one important thing to understand at this time is that your campaign is going to be global, okay? Most people have a problem with understanding this because everybody believes that it's just going to be, from the get-go, we're going to start marketing it in the U.S., Canada, and high economy places, but we're not. The reality of the situation is that the reason why we don't do that, if you start a page or, if you start Instagram and you start marketing from scratch towards high economy places, your budget runs out very fast. Because you don't have a market at that time. So what
we I've seen that.
A global market in low economy areas. What that does, that develops a number of likes, it builds a number of market, and it causes general awareness, okay? When we give rise to that, then we have the cost to market in high economy places get reduced, okay? So rather than spending, let's say, $15, $20 a like, we can put it down to like 1, 2, 3, 4 within that range given how much awareness we're able to grasp. Okay?
Right. Okay.
So at the end of each social month, you're going to be receiving a report. That report's going to contain both the social media platforms that are being used, Instagram and Facebook, and you're going to have the amount of reach that has been gained, like how many people have you reached out to, how many have come to the page, okay, how many of, between this time your book gets published, we would be able to tell you how many people clicked on your Amazon link through the platform and went to it. Because that's the best we can do. Like, our job as marketing professionals is to get the person to the product.
Right.
We can't just grab their hand, no, purchase this. That's our goal, is to just make them reach the product, see it, and like it.
Right.
And
right.
Just hope if they like it, they buy it.
The buying's up to me on the other end, and the product itself. I understand that. I know the marketing registers itself by the number of looks, clicks, stuff like that. I know there's a degree of success that you guys look at there, and I totally understand that. That makes sense.
Yeah. Then there are two other things that are at this time in your package, but it depends on when you want to work on those. There is an author website. There's going to be a complete design. I'll share with you two things, okay? Two forms like we have shared before. So that one of the forms is going to be for a website questionnaire. It's going to just give you a general idea. Once you answer that, it's going to give us a general idea of what kind of website you're looking for, okay? Then there's the content questionnaire. So web content is going to be designed according to the website that you select. So once you fill out those forms, I'm going to give it to the team. They're going to give me a set of templates, okay, designed according to your website questionnaire. Now, once you have those templates, I'm going to forward them to you. You can select a specific one. Once you select a template, I'm going to give it to my content team. The content team is going to design content according to that specific selection. And then
right.
I'll forward that content to you. You can approve or you can make changes, any revisions that you want. Once you approve, they'll
all
start uploading it, and they'll create the entire page. Once the page is done, you can then select if you want to go with the domain of your own choice. Like if you want to purchase a domain from your end and hosting, or if you want to purchase a domain or hosting from our end. Okay?
Okay, cool.
The entire website will be designed from our end, but it kind of depends on how you want to upload it. Okay?
Right. I do already own a domain and have a website. There's not much on it. Again, it, just like my cover, it was very amateurly done. It's coming up for renewal, I imagine, so I'll probably decide whether or not I'm going to renew that and try to use that, or I'll just go with you guys. We'll see. We'll see when we get there. That's cool.
Perfect. And lastly, I think we have – do we have those? Let's see. Yeah. No. Okay. So now talking about the articles and press releases. So article is going to be on notable platforms. They might not be the same platform each time because we try to get different platforms at different reaches. So we try to use multiple platforms for articles and posts. Okay. Relative to our press release. Press release goes wide. It's pretty massive. For each press release, we're going to time it accordingly to our social media campaign. At least we'll try to, given how fast our content team can develop the content, because you have to read the entire book and then you have to go through it, right?
Right.
So each of them goes to, currently we have 151 platforms for press release under our wing. So it goes pretty wide when it comes to, getting good reach. I'm going to say once an article is live, I'll send you the live link for it. And once a PR is live, I'm going to send you an Excel sheet with the entire links and the platforms attached. It's going to be, I think, 151 if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's cool.
Email blast, I think it's going to be 50,000 batches, 50,000 emails per batch. I'm going to send you just a screenshot of that email being sent. That's about it, because we can't actually prove email blasts are being done aside from just sending you a screenshot.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Okay. So I just wanted to let you know and guide you like how exactly every process is going to be done, so you have a good idea and you're clarified with what you have and what you're going to get.
Yeah, no, dude, that's fantastic. I wrote several pieces down and stuff just so I can remember. But all of it's very exciting. That's all very, very good, man. That's all very good. For the website stuff, when do you you'd mentioned working on it and stuff and getting it going. When do you – is that up to me when it's available, when I'm available?
When do you want to start? That's the question I was going to ask you in the end. When do you want to start? Do I send you the forms today? You can fill it out over the weekend, and we can get started on Monday. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it, Sheldon. Let's do it. I'm actually in a state where my work is very low right now. The last class for my MBA doesn't start until after the 4th of July, so, I'm really, this is the closest thing I have to a vacation week, and I've got to install a bunch of machinery, but I've got time. I've got time for this, for sure.
Oh, yeah, last time, I think on our last conversation, we were supposed to discuss a lot of things, but we didn't actually have the chance. So I wanted to ask you, what do you do for a living? We did discuss on, I think, initially, but we didn't get into it.
Yeah. I know we touched upon it, but I think we were both pressed for time and excited. I'm the general manager for a company called Strawbird Studios, and they're we're 100 years old, privately owned school photography and picture company.
100 years old? Wow.
Yeah, 1923. Our centennial's this year. I think we turn 100 in November, I believe. It's weird being in the print industry because, ever since I was a kid, people are like, well, print's dying. But, that's not what I've seen. We've been growing. Yeah, print's never dying, dude,
Marketing's never going to let it die.
Yeah, right? It keeps too many people employed.
Yeah.
So we're rocking and rolling. Like, after COVID, the big competition in our industry, a lot of them died. Like, a lot of them took really hard hits and stuff like that. And we were the third biggest, and now we're becoming the second biggest. We'll be the second biggest probably by the end of next year, because we're just taking market share left and right, dude. We're just gobbling it up, getting into other states and stuff. And it's chaotic. I mean, we're growing so fast we can't keep up. So I'm actually...
How long have you been in this industry?
15 years.
15 years?
Yeah, I just fell into it when I moved down here with a woman I was dating at the time, and most of the women I date don't last very long, so I ended up on my own down here, and now I'm married, so I guess that's not true, but I ended up down here, and I just kind of applied for, like, a data entry job, you know. I had had some experience working for, Discovery Channel and stuff, doing contract work for them and shit, and I loved production, and I've been there ever since. Climbed to the top, and here I am, so.
Perfect. And we
had to
talk on the Comic-Con. How was it?
No, it was crazy, man. It was no sleep, you know. It wasn't a lot of sleep.
Always
we were. Yeah. But I wish we didn't have time to have a lot of fun. I mean, pretty much what we do is my wife owns a small company called Thomasina Lynn Photography.
Mm-hmm.
And what she does is she shoots weddings, and she does when she can pick up work, like one of the big things right now is taking pictures for restaurants of their food
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And so she'll do all that. But what she's got that really makes money is that we go to these cons and we set up a photography display, and we put up a backdrop and stuff like that, and we take pictures of these people on a high-key, all-white background,
mm-hmm.
and all these kids and stuff are in there in their outfits, like all the Batmans and the Supermans, and everybody's dressed up and stuff. Take pictures of it, and we sell them, like, background change-outs and digital downloads and stuff so they can remember their picture by. And, I mean, we can go to one of these, and we can make anywhere from, like, $2,000 to $5,000 in the weekend. We did this Colossal Con, and it was 4 days, and we made 12 grand. So it was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I do understand. I've been at cons. I've cosplayed, so I understand.
Yeah, okay. Shoot, we'll have to come up to New York then and get your picture.
I've been to small cons. I haven't been to big cons. I used to be in Rockford, so Rockford has, like, a few of their own small...
A few small ones.
Yeah, a few small ones. I went to those. I'm
an
anime fanatic. I'm crazy for it, so...
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I dig it.
And how old are you? You sound like you're 40, if I'm right.
Yeah, I'm in my 40s. Yeah, that's the cigarettes make me sound like that. Yeah, I'm 42, and you know, I went to college at American University, graduated in 2002,
mm-hmm.
bummed around, found Strawbridge in 2007, and just really, I mean, a few years ago, I just you know, right before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I had a near death experience kind of thing, not to be cliche, but I ended up having, I was quitting cigarettes, and I was using those damn Juuls, those things they just banned.
Yeah.
It caused my freaking lungs to, like, roll up like a parchment paper. Like, one day I was fine, and the next day I was in the hospital with, like, a 30% chance of living. It was horrible. And so I was in traction for a couple weeks. I was in traction for, like, almost an entire month. And I was always dabbling with writing and stuff. And then, you know, it kind of, you know, again, not to be too dramatic, but it puts
mm-hmm.
the zap on your mind. And I'm sitting there, like, doing nothing, doing what I can for work from home, not able to walk. And I just pulled up all my old stories and was just like, well, you always wanted to do this. And right now it looks like you might not have much time left, because for a while they didn't know what was going to happen, like if I was going to recover and stuff. So I just started writing. And just
oh,
so was
that's what
my mind
up.
Off it. Yeah, I wrote up packs because I couldn't breathe. So if you'll notice, a couple of the stories, like cuts like glasses about people that can't breathe.
Wow.
And so, and it was ironic because at the same time, COVID started happening, and it was like, oh wow, you know. So that's where some of the thematic stuff comes from. And with Taz and Pax,
look at that, I can't breathe in COVID. Very nice.
Yeah, I can't breathe in COVID. Yeah, it was pretty scary. And so then, you know, when I'm doing the Pax of Men, I had written probably half of it. I'd originally written it, and it was only like 15 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
It was very short, and then I was like, well, I've got a lot more to say. It's not a full novel, but it's a novella. And it also was a lot of, like, I wrote a lot. Like, I've got, like thousands of pages, you know. But a lot of it was really me learning, like, taking, like, online courses and stuff again, and just trying to learn how to do it as best I can. So that's kind of where I am now. The things that are coming out now are just the things that are not garbage. Some of them I'm just like, oh, I can't even believe I wrote this. You know how it is. You probably talk to guys like that all the time. So.
Yeah, but like the thing is, sometimes like there's a lot of things that go on. Your book is pretty like decently written. Like we have had people coming to us with like 2 pages filled of manuscript and asking us to write 300 to 400 pages. And
oh.
Like they have nothing on the top of their head. Like they signed up, they say at like when they're signing up, they're like, we have everything, we have this and that and that and that, and then they come up with 2 pages. And then we're just sitting there like, how exactly, what exactly do you want us to do? What kind of magic do you want us to work?
Yeah.
Like, we have pretty expert writers over here. We've done those kind of projects. So, like, we finished them. We didn't go to, like, 400 pages, but we talk to them. We tell them, like, we can do 200 or 250 pages according to what the writer can do. And then we, like, we just go at it. But for the writers, it's the most fun.
I bet, because then they get to do the less guidance is probably more artistic freedom for them. And I just can't believe somebody would come in with that.
For us, it's a hassle. For us, it's a hassle because we have no idea what's going on.
I bet. You never know when someone's going to be done and stuff. So
yeah.
I bet. Well, I like writing. Like I try to make at least 3 or 4 passes before I submit anything. Like all that stuff was covered a couple times. As you can see, I'm really bad with tense. I've got tense problems. Like, I just might go back and forth. It's like an ADD thing. But beyond that, I try to get it as crisp as possible. I don't want to put you guys through that.
No, don't worry about it. But, like, dude, you hired us for a reason, right? So, here
right.
we are.
Yeah, rocking and rolling.
Yep. And
cool.
I have two website questionnaires, by the way.
Okay.
You can find them on Teamwork. By the way, are you using Teamwork, the platform itself, or do you reply using email? Because, like, email usually sucks when it comes to replying on Teamwork.
Yeah. I have been trying to go back into Teamwork as much as possible. Whenever
that's
I see
good,
that you
good, yeah.
hit my email, I don't even read it in the email. I jump back on Teamwork
Same.
And try to put it in there. Yeah.
Because
I know you guys want everything in there. So.
Because like it becomes so confusing. Sometimes we have because with Teamwork we have a single thread. We can just scroll down, see what's happened from start day to end. With emails, it's like I have had 87 clients to date. Now trying to find those that many emails, and I'm like just lost. I write a name and then I'm lost. Like what's going?
No, that's
where
no
is
good.
It going?
Yeah, Teamwork's a good CRM for what you're doing.
Like, sometimes it's corporate books, they're not even one person. You have to interview, like 30, 40
people.
Oh, my God.
Whole groups.
Crazy, yeah.
That's got to be a nightmare. We built ourselves our own – we were using email as our thing for our business for a long time, the only thing guiding our business, and it was horrible trying to use the tools inside the Microsoft Outlook. So we eventually built our – like Teamwork, we built our own kind of CRM thing to get people to interact with and try
nice.
To funnel everything through, you know. Because it is. It's just human beings will just do whatever they want, as you've seen.
Exactly. Yep.
Walk off a cliff.
Listen, I think we connect well in terms of, personality types.
Yeah, well, Sheldon, I really appreciate you jumping in. You were very responsive, my friend. You were very rocking it. Lisa said you guys were good, and you are definitely proving it, man. This is really awesome, so I appreciate it.
No,
everything you're putting in. Yeah, we get along. We probably have a lot of similar interests. So how old are you?
I am 27.
Oh, good. That was when I came here. That's when I came here, and I was like, I'm going to do something with my life. So I bummed around up until I was 27.
I came from Rockford to New York about 4 years ago, and I signed up with these guys. So this was my first sign-up. When I came here, I was basically just... you can say I was more of a editor.
Yeah, okay.
I've done hands-on editing for books. That's why I usually proofread everything that's sent.
Yeah.
So.
But then you kind of.
Yeah, I've been like everywhere. I went to marketing. Then I went to, 2 years ago, I started doing project management. I was assigned as a assistant project manager. Then I became a project manager. And right now I have like 67 under my wing.
Oh wow, that's good for you, man. You're gaining skills too.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of good work. Like you understand so many things. Collect, and then you have such a strong profile. Eventually, when you're growing up, like when I'm in my 30s, I can step out and go anywhere pretty much because I have like 5 years of project management under my wing.
Yeah, the PMP stuff, the project management stuff is so valuable. We just, anybody that's got project management stuff like that, where they were in more than, I look for people for our business with more than three hats. If you move to like three major departments and help them, like a marketing thing like you do, you know that they can do anything. And that's what you need now. You need flexibility in business.
Yep.
You need smarts.
But you know something funny?
What?
I'm an electronic engineering major.
Well, I'm a literature major, dude. I did English lit. I did nothing but party and read books during college. It was like my paradise. And then here we are. I freaking ended up doing production and can't stop. I'm getting my MBA right now because we're growing and we need more professionalism. So
yeah. I was crazy for physics. I was always crazy for physics.
I bet. Yeah. I loved it when I was in high school, and I took a couple in college. It's just when you learn something in physics, it really clicks. You know, it's like, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, that's like you really see how things work and stuff like that, you know, and you have an appreciation for science, which unfortunately we're running out of in this country, but it's what it is.
I've done some crazy stuff when I was into that. I started doing this job here just to like pass time, and because I had nothing to do at that time, but this became some pretty permanent for me. But aside from that, I used to do like freelancing, and freelancing I've designed so many things. I even designed like biometric systems for different companies at this time. So it's
That's cool.
Do you know about Iris Biometrics?
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad you found your way into this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. You ever going to go back to it?
I always plan to go back to it, but it's more or less because I do tutoring on the side.
Yeah, okay.
I do tutoring on the side. I tutor people. It's been like my passion to tutor. So ever since
good.
I was like 15, 14. So I've been doing that ever since. Because I have I have two CVs split apart. So one of my resume goes to like this entire project management and publishing, writing, and all that, and the other goes to teaching.
Okay, that's cool. That's good. Smart, man. Smart.
Yep. I do plan on getting my master's eventually, because like the problem here is I have to still get, because I've been tutoring, I haven't actually gone to any teacher training or anything, but you don't actually, from my personal belief, is you don't actually need to have that specific title under your belt to have experience or be good at it. But
it's a talent there.
To work in teaching, you just need that. They just need that, forms or certifications, and that's expensive, bro.
Uh-huh. Exactly. It's almost like they block people out with some of the BS, because really, talent should speak for itself, and the ability should speak for itself.
It's costing me $24,000 to $30,000, and I'm like, what?
Oh. Yeah.
Just for someone to tell me how to teach something I already know. You want me to give you $30,000?
Yeah. Well, everybody's trying to get theirs.
Yep.
So, not surprised.
But it's like so general. If you want to get something high end, it goes up to like $60,000-$80,000. I'm like, what?
Yeah. No.
It's crazy.
No.
Man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Especially with this, the recession, I feel like there's going to be a recession hitting eventually by this rising, expenses.
Oh, and I think we're in trouble in the next 6 months. I think things are going to get pretty hairy,
you know. It's going to get messy.
But
I'm hoping. But it's not just here. It's pretty much everywhere. I have to research aside from, other areas as well. So from what I'm understanding, it's everywhere. It's not just us.
I believe that. You shut the entire world down for a year, year and a half. I don't know what you were anticipating happening afterwards, but from the very beginning, I was sitting there being like, man, COVID's one thing, but being homeless is a lot more dangerous, in my opinion, and it's just crazy. And getting people back to work has been a trial, and these younger folks and stuff like that just coming out of high school that just had broken high schools, they're like all messed up, like... We messed ourselves up.
COVID high school kids have no idea what's going on in their life.
No, they're on a different planet. They're on a different planet. I feel bad for them, dude. Like, we're really trying to get them to understand.
For me, the best ones have been so far. Like, one of my cousins did mechanical engineering last 2 years from home. I'm like, mechanical engineering? Work from home? Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
It's crazy.
It is. God. Cool.
By the way, any questions that you have at this time? Like, we like cleared a lot of information out here. What do you have any questions at this time? Do you want to clarify?
No, I'm fine. Sheldon, like I said, the only question I had was when we're talking about website. I see the forms. I've downloaded the forms, got them both open. Going to start tinkering with them tonight.
Perfect.
I'll think about it. I'm old now, so I think slower than I used to. If anything pops up, man, I'll throw it in a
Yeah,
in a message.
actually, I'll just send you a text from my number as right out of this call as well, so you have mine as well.
Oh,
We
thanks,
can
man. I won't
communicate
bother you too
over.
much. Yeah.
Nah, it's fine, it's fine. If I ever visit your end, I'm probably gonna visit your house because, well, why not?
I've got a couple down here, so if you're ever down here, man, you got a place to stay. You can save money on the hotel room. We got you.
Definitely, because like we even like your wife has done so many cosplay shoots. I would love to see them, honestly.
Oh, we've got some cool shoots that go on down here. It's Fayetteville and Raleigh Comic Con are pretty big. You get 5 to 10,000 people at those, so
Oh.
they're not the ones. Yeah, they're not the ones on like the West Coast, and you got a couple big ones in the city up there. But down here, we get to a decent amount of people, and they're all rednecks and crazy.
Where are you
Rednecks.
from, by the way? Like, background-wise, where are you from?
I grew up in Pittsburgh. I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then lived in Washington, D.C. for 8 years because I went to school at American University. So I've been in the north most of my life, cities. And so, of course, fate or God or Allah or Buddha or maybe the devil, whichever one decided, hey, send Brendan on down to North Carolina and stick him among all the Baptists. Like, I grew up and I was surrounded by Jewish kids, you know, and so now I'm down here surrounded by all these Baptists, and it's really a culture. It was a culture shock at first, for sure, but you get used to it.
You're like
You get used to
completely that. You must have felt a paradigm shift.
it. It took, dude, it took a while. There were a couple of years where I was thinking about going back because they definitely think I mean, like going to a different country, dude. Like, it is just cultural stuff. I mean,
The U.S. is so big. Come on, the U.S. is so big. It's like
yeah.
you just turn from one corner. If you're from one corner, you go to the other. You're like, where am I?
Where am I?
From
Yeah.
city to city, even from city to city. Like if somebody is
Yeah.
definitely for like Texans, it's so different outside of Texas. They're just standing
Yeah.
there. Like where? This is also America?
Yeah.
Are you
Well,
sure?
Texas is on its way to being its own state soon, so that'll be really cool.
Yeah.
Idiots.
I know people up in Texas as well. I have like a cousin in Dallas who's pretty up there, like in high up in the hierarchy over there. So from my understanding, it's going pretty well.
I mean, your metropolitan areas like Dallas and Houston and stuff, especially your fast-growing areas, are going to be doing very, very well. But like you said, America's big. Texas is so big. When you're down there, like we've got a couple territories. So I've been down there before for work and stuff, and we've got territories in the places that are like you won't see houses for miles. You know, and
California.
so you got, yeah, you got
California.
all that rural area.
Like California, from my understanding, mostly because I've never visited there. Well, whenever I see like you search up California, it's a farm. It's either the intercity or there's a farmer side of it. That's all I
Yes.
see.
Yes,
So
yes. If you go out
miles
far enough
and
and
miles, it's a farm.
miles of nothing but farmland,
Yeah.
sagebrush. But
Yep.
you know, you got all this land here.
That's perfect retirement, trust me. Like I feel like California is good for retirement.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't fall off the side of the continent and slip into the ocean or catch fire. So we'll see.
Yeah, catching fire. That's one thing. Yeah, that's another thing. Catching fire is a completely different thing.
Yeah,
No,
weird,
it's
man.
hot as hell though. From what I
Yeah,
heard, it's hot as hell.
they're bad out there right now, hotter than it's ever been, and they're not used to it and stuff. They've got air conditioning units, but I know they don't have heaters. Not everybody's got AC out there.
I've heard from people tires melt. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Car tires
Yeah.
can melt. That sounds so bizarre.
Yeah, but that's what's going on now. I mean, I mean, I guess we got holes in our ozone layer. So, I
But
don't know.
I guess eventually they're just gonna start, sealing tires and steel.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's definitely some Mad Max action that's gonna happen.
This has been fun. But
Yeah.
eventually, all good things must come to an end. Brendan, I have to
Cool.
leave a meeting, and I'm going to catch up with you on Monday. If you like the worms, and send them my way. Hey, by the way, for the
Cool.
website questionnaire form, the end question are like a bit for someone who has good knowledge for websites and knows what they want to design. So if you don't want to fill them
Okay.
out, that's all good. Like the API questions, you don't have to get into those. Okay? Let me just leave them blank.
Okay. If it's outside of my depth, then I'll leave it blank or make a note to you.
Yeah,
I'll get these packaged
absolutely,
up
bro.
so they're there for you Monday morning, man, and we'll talk then. It'll be
Perfect.
rocking.
Have a great weekend, man. Have a big weekend.
Hey, great talking
Catch
to
me
you, Sheldon. Have a
soon.
good weekend, dude.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Yeah, rock and roll, man. I'll talk to you
Bye-bye.
later.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye-bye.